Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome to the program. Anna Hummel's here with me. Just a reminder, these podcasts, radio programs, depending on what generation you're from, are now streaming live on the internet. You can now interact with Anna. We usually record on Wednesday nights around 6 o'clock, usually p.m. And you can join us on YouTube, Facebook, and my Twitter account, facebook.com/HMB Radio, or YouTube, just put in HMB Radio. Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, one word, you should be able to find it. You can interact with us there, taking your questions live. And maybe we'll even let you pop into the stream. If you are watching there, make sure that you give the video a thumbs up. If you're listening on podcasts, make sure that you give the podcast 5 stars. These are little things that really do help us out, and we appreciate you doing that. Excited about this live streaming thing. It's a little different. It's fun. It's good being able to talk to people live and the people watching and listening at home or wherever they're at in their car, whatever. That's a fun little feature. We're stepping into the 2012s in 2022. So a little late, but I think it's a good time. So yeah, make sure you check us out then if you're around on Wednesday evenings. Pop in, follow the pages, hit the notification bells, all that. Make sure you get your notification when we go live, and we'll be happy to do that, to talk with you and chit-chat and have a good time. This is a special episode. We have a special guest that comes by on this one, just pops in randomly. That was fun. So without further ado, here's HMB 418. Anna, how are you?
Hi.
Better known as the dead girl, yes. Keith. She does live. She is alive. Good to see you all. I'm on 2 hours of sleep, so this should be interesting. Anna, I'm taking a...
Fen-fen.
it's crack, essentially. But,
can we talk about the fact that you're taking amphetamines?
We can. We can. Sure. So I went to... If you listen to Johnny B Show, you might have heard this. Sorry. But what can I tell you? This is a greatest hit. I went to the doctor after the holidays because I felt like I was having some sort of heartburn. And I am approaching 40 years old, which I know some of you out there, I know that 40 is not old, but it is getting to the point where it's not young. Yes, I'm 13 years away from an AARP card. Mm-hmm. So I'm dealing with that realization, and I wanted to make sure I get as healthy as I can. So I went to the doctor, and I stepped on the scale, and he went, "What happened?" And I went, "What?" And then I looked at the number, and I gained 25 pounds.
You said you have a scale here.
I don't have a scale here.
You don't, okay.
I don't weigh myself because I don't want to know.
Right, okay. I thought you were the type that weighs yourself every week, but you are not.
Hell no. Because okay, I know it's gonna either discourage me or something. I just want to do, you know, I exercise, I go to the gym. Actually, you conned me into going to the gym, which was the worst thing for me, I think. I was doing my running thing, my push-ups thing, and I was doing good with that. And you go, you know, you have the frame to lift weights. You should take advantage of that. And I went, okay. And then what
then
happened?
And
then I gained 25 pounds. So
sorry, Will.
Thanks a lot, Anna. I blame you for this.
I'm sure it's all muscle.
Well, he was like, well, he asked me after I stepped on the scale, what happened? I go, I don't know. I'm freaking out. Like, I know that it was the holidays, and I know that, you know, I figured I would gain a little bit of weight because you're eating cakes and cookies and enjoying the season, drinking, yeah. And but I didn't expect 25. That's just insane.
That's outrageous, yeah.
So he goes, okay, let's do some blood work on you. And I went, okay. And I assumed that would be okay because, like I said, I am exercising. Yeah. I'm doing, you know, the cardio and half-hour cardio and lifting weights and all that.
Reasonably well. Like, I've seen you again. I'm not around you 24 hours a day.
Look, I'm not claiming to eat good. Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? That's not true because I got NTT nutrition during the week. So I use them.
And I trust me, I've looked through your fridge many a time and I've looked through your cabinets many a time. And it's like, there's some things that it's nothing outrageous. If I were not to know you and I opened that up, I wouldn't go, this guy's like 1,000 pounds or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I
reasonable.
I got my blood work back and I was assuming that maybe perhaps it's a little elevated, you know, I was like, I'm going to die when I got these numbers. I was shocked. I didn't know how to react. Triglycerides through the roof. I don't even know what the number was, but it was many hundreds. Okay. And then I go, well, it's my cholesterol. 270.
What does that number mean for people that don't know like me?
It means I'm gonna die.
Oh, okay. Well, what's like normal range? We get a normal range.
Under 200 for cholesterol, and I think it's I'm not sure about triglycerides. I could look it up and tell you, but I don't want to give out misinformation on the internet.
Right.
So I'll look it up for you.
It's high and it should warrant concern.
Warrant concern. Yes, I think that's fair. Was it triglycerides? Yeah, it must be.
I know your cholesterol went up like 40 points. You mentioned that last week.
70.
It went up 70.
I was around 200, hovering around 200.
Oh, damn.
So it went up 70. And then the triglycerides is sugar. So that's booze. And I guess I was drinking a lot during, you know, the holidays and then, you know, cakes and cookies and stuff.
And you took this on it as in a fasted state. It wasn't like you were just eating because that'll throw you off if you.
No, I didn't eat. It was in the morning. So I was good to go there. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to die. So he goes, and I never thought I would hear a health professional say this, but he goes, let's give you some meth. And he didn't say meth. He said doctor's guided medical weight loss, which is code
for meth.
Yes.
It's meth.
It's an amphetamine.
It's an amphetamine. It's fen something. It's not fen. That's the one that eats away at your heart. That people sued.
But it's got a similar chemical structure.
Similar chemical structure, certainly. But good news is I have lost 8 pounds Woo! In 3 days.
There you go.
Thank
hasn't
you.
Slept, Thank hasn't you. Ate, feels great.
Haven't slept, feel terrible. But I
his beauty well.
It's just a
health
short term.
Pain, you know what they say.
just a short term thing. So
life is brutish.
I had to go. My plan was to cancel the gym membership because I was like, I don't need
this. That's the move. His weight goes up, his cholesterol goes up, his triglycerides go up, and his first thought is, I need to quit the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, I figured, well, it's nice outside now. You know, it's winter. I can go back to running outside. It gives me an excuse to get outside and, you know, see the duckies and be out in nature. And I like doing that anyways. But then it's been raining the past few days.
And not only has it been raining, but it's been cold and windy
cold.
And trash.
Oh, my God. Cold as
ridiculous.
Hell.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, way too cold for Florida. And I even went outside. If any of you know who David Goggins is, I know you do, Anna. He's a freak. He's this man who has been through Navy SEAL training multiple times.
Three times.
But he was a fat turd. In his mid-20s, I guess. He was over 300 pounds. And then one day he just started to run.
He did that 100-mile marathon with tube socks.
Yeah, and like his third race, broke his legs. Yeah, so he's... And then he went to like SEAL training. See, he's too much. But he is very inspirational. But I know that I'll never be him. But I kind of got the bug. Like, I'm going to go run in the cold rain.
Right.
And stay hard. As he says, which sounds kind of weird, but
yes,
everybody knows what you mean when you say that.
Yeah.
And then I walked outside for 1 second. I went, no, no, this is not going to happen today.
You're a domesticated cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am too. I'm an indoor cat. I don't want to be outside.
I have a very, very select temperature range that I can be outside in.
Right.
If
not
it's
too
like,
hot, not too cold.
If it's over 80, I'm kind of pushing like, ooh, I'm going to sweat too much. And if it's like, between like 60 and 80 I can do. Otherwise,
wow.
No.
Okay. Now I got a little bit more range than that, but not much, to be honest with you. And more on the upper end. Like I'll be out more so when it's hot, but
yeah,
when it's cold, when it's like, seriously, when it drops below 55, don't catch me outside.
Yeah.
I'll be inside.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. I'm kind of glad that I kept the gym membership. I went to the gym, rode the bike for an hour the past few days. And I notice something that I've heard about, but I've never seen personally. And it enraged me. I'm sitting on this exercise bike, enraged. And it was, I saw a very, look cute, rockin' bod, had a nice gym outfit on. This is a lady, by the way.
He didn't specify.
Just wanted to let you know that. Now, there's anything wrong with that if you're into dudes.
You looked at a guy before.
Oh, I always take a peek, sure.
I was there for that. Go on.
Yeah, though. Yeah, that's true. That beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And it was from behind. And tight ladies'
she had
jeans.
A beard.
Yeah, and she had a beard, yeah. St. Pete, what can I tell you? So this lady's walking up, and I see her as she's approaching the door. And she has a mask on. She's walking outside with a mask on. And look, I don't care if you wear a mask. I don't care if you don't wear a mask. I don't care either way. Totally, I'm fine with it. I won't give you a problem if you're wearing one or if you're not wearing one. I'm not going to go yell at you or confront you or anything like that. I'm a freedom dude. So whatever you want to do is fine. But then as she entered the gym,
she took it off.
And that sent me into I got nauseous with.
That makes the least amount of sense ever.
The least amount of sense ever. I don't understand. The mental faculty to do that.
Was she a hot blonde?
She's very attractive. First of all, too attractive.
Blonde?
She was no, yeah, kind of. She had kind of a blondish brown hue.
Okay.
Kind of nerdy looking too, but a great body and cute, very cute.
Okay.
And first of all, that's distracting too. I don't like that either. Can you put a sweater on? Don't wear belly shirts with a sports bra and yoga pants with I can see outlines of your bodies and stuff. Yeah, I don't. And like, I like that. That's, I do like it. But also, I'm trying to do something here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be trying to tuck my erection into my waistband like I'm in eighth grade at the gymnasium.
Yeah, that's not the move.
I mean, could you get a burka or something? I wanted to put her, like, not only do you need a mask, you need some sort of burka situation to cover you up.
Vagina,
you know, because now I'm doing this, turning around, trying to catch a peek in the mirror every 2 minutes just to see what's going on. I'm creepy guy on a bike with the boners, tucking it into his waistband. But I just didn't understand the rationale there. And that was the only time where if I wasn't right in the middle of riding the bike, I might have said, hey, what are you doing? Like, what's with the mask outside and then taking it off inside? Because I'm just so curious about that. But I didn't do it.
Right. That's probably for the best. She would have been like, I have a boyfriend. Get away from me.
Yeah. Immediately. That's always the move.
Worst pickup line ever, Will.
Yeah. What we got? Oh, buddy. My buddy Steve James is in here. He says, animalistic to gain weight in the winter to stay warm. Plus, it's big guy season. That's true.
It doesn't get that cold. And it's only been cold for 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll take that.
Around, 25.
Yeah. We got.
But you're feeling slimmer. Does that make you...
Yeah, I did.
Hopeful for the future?
I'm cautiously optimistic about the future.
Can I ask you a question about the plan of action with this methamphetamine that you're taking?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the... Do you have, like, a tentative roadmap of how long you're going to take this and at what point you'll stop taking it, or are you just planning on taking it forever? Like, what's the move?
I believe the plan is to take it for 1 to 3 months. I think I might just do the 1 month because I took it on Monday, was my first day, and I did feel kind of like you've taken pre-workout before.
I have never taken pre-workout.
Oh,
but I have taken an energy drink. I'm drinking an energy drink.
Okay. Before. Well, yeah, similar to that. If you have an energy drink, you weigh 8 pounds. So I mean, an energy drink like this might kill you.
I don't think so. I had 200 milligrams today. No problem. Oh. Yeah.
But anyway, so it's kind of like that. Like you get the buzz. You're feeling like, I'm ready to go.
You want to move.
I wanted to move.
You want to move and not eat.
Wanted to move, not eat. That's yes, great. Correct. That's correct. Great. So I did that. But then the second day, Tuesday, I wasn't as hungry. It is an appetite suppressant. Yeah. So I'm following this very strict 12 to 6 intermittent fasting window.
Yes.
And it seems to be working so far. I'm pretty excited about it. So I'm going to do it and I was reading up on the medication before I took this thing. I trust my doctor and everything, but I wanted to
do your own research. It's a good habit to have.
I know you're not allowed to do your own research anymore, and you're a white supremacist if you do your own research, but I wanted to do my own research with this if I'm going to take some sort of medication. And it's not good for you. It is not good for you, but it's effective. I mean, 8 pounds in 3 days?
I mean, if you're not eating and
I'm eating. I was eating less.
You could easily lose 3 pounds or 8 pounds in 3 days, but I'm a little concerned about with your roadmap, the blueprint that you're going to follow, and what's going to happen when you go off this stuff.
I don't know what the protocol for that is. I think the deal is that it will get you to the point where it will get you to drop enough weight that you will just get into a habit and be like, I don't want to gain this back.
It seems like your doctor knowing that this medication isn't good for you and you knowing that this medication isn't good for you is almost more alarming, because then it's like, so it's actually, it's more beneficial to take this knowing it's bad for you than to keep the weight that you have on you right now.
Exactly.
It's more critical for you to drop weight, even though the method of doing it itself is not healthy.
Correct.
You know, so that's kind of it. That's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it for at least the month. I'm going to finish out the month and then I'll just go from there and see how I feel. But it definitely was an experience. We have a special guest, Anna, but I think you're going to need headphones before
snaps.
I bring him on. These ones I put in my ear, I'll tell you what, I'll use these since these are kind of dirty, and I'm going to get you my studio headphones.
Awesome.
If you could hold it down for just a second.
I can hold it down. I see who's in the little window there. Hello, friend. This is so exciting. I feel like the band's getting back together. Wish I could hear him.
You're spoiling the surprise.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a surprise. But
I didn't know for sure if he was showing up or not, so I didn't get set up. As you can see, this is a very professional live stream
operation. How fun is this? Hello?
Can you hear?
Yeah.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. This
I hear
is
music.
You do hear music?
Should I be hearing music?
Oh, is there music?
Lo-fi music.
Oh, that's fine. That's not too bad. I will turn this off, though. I didn't know the music was still playing. Luckily, I think that we can hear. All right, let's get to the guest. Oh, we got Johnny B. Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Oh, wait, now I got to turn him up. Hold up. Man, see, I'm trying to learn this StreamYard thing, man.
Oh, man.
You know how it goes. Hey, Johnny.
Oh, dang. What's up? Hey.
Oh, this feels good.
Yeah.
Now you can see us, but... That's all right.
Go to your screen selection. You should be able to find a box where it'll put a little bit better of a.
There. Look at us.
Look at us.
That's beautiful.
That's wonderful. How are you, man?
I'm all right. I wanted to be on earlier with you guys, but there's a certain event happening over on the FM station that was quite enjoyable, and I had to tune in.
On a Cat Named Mo show.
So, my beautiful fiance, she drives to work. She leaves right at 6 o'clock. So if there's anything weird or funny happening, she'll normally text me and say, hey, you might want to pop on, see what's happening. So I guess, you know, the host of the show was running late, which has never happened before. And so the co-host of the show, I guess, was stuck doing it by himself. Spike on the mic.
No way. For real?
Well, the funny part was apparently... after the intro played, there was 2.5 minutes of dead air, and then he popped on and said, I've been talking the whole time, but I didn't have the button pushed.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm sure everybody in here knows, but Spike actually has a show on Radio St. Pete too. He does a podcast called Spike on the Mic.
Very likable.
I was supposed to fight him at the punch out, Mike Caltas punch out, which I believe is off. The fight's off. I don't want to fight. I don't really want to fight him anymore. I like him now.
That was hot, like when I was working at Cox, like two years ago.
Yeah, this was pre-pandemic.
Oh yeah.
I can't even remember those days anymore.
I know. It's crazy. So I asked him, not asked him, but he asked me if you were gone one day on a Friday, and I go, yeah, it's just me in here tonight. And he went, I don't know how you do that, man. And I was like, well, it's, you know, a challenge, but you take phone calls, and, you know, usually if you beg for phone calls, people will call in, and it's a good time. And he went, yeah, I don't think I could do that. So I desperately want to go back and listen to this audio of him. Once he figured it out, did he do okay?
Well, he kind of dove into a subject that got a lot of negative feedback, and I knew it would, because it was one of those, you know, he just popped in on, he said, I was having a debate with Mo about white music and black music and how, you know, you can tell just by listening to somebody play an instrument, whether they're black or white. And I was like, oh no, don't do that. I said, that is so incorrect. Like, you can't, like, I used to be in the music scene, and if your eyes are closed, you can't tell who the drummer is. You can't tell that. I mean, different people play different styles of music, and, you know, there might be cultural differences in certain kind of music, but there's white guys that play the funkiest of funk, and there's black guys that play the most twangy country you've ever heard. So you don't know, you know, who, and right when he did it, I was like, this isn't going to go well. So people started calling in. And
was that the point, to get people angry so they call in, maybe?
A little bit.
Is he that smart?
The funniest call that actually had me LMAOing really hard. This guy called in, and he was visibly or audibly upset, right? He was like, you need to turn the music back on until Mo gets there and sit in the corner. And then Spike replied with something. And then he just reiterated, but I mean, really like a dad, he goes, put Public Enemy back on and get in the corner until Mo gets back. And I lost it. It was so funny. So God bless him. You know, it was really, and then about 15, 20 minutes into everybody calling in, he goes, you know what? I think I'm changing my stance on it now. You think you guys have educated me? And I'm like, that's called backpedaling, Spike. But yeah, it was the whole thing was, it was just fun, you know?
It's fun to watch people panic, yeah. Unless it's you, then it's somehow not fun. Johnny, I remember vividly, I think your worst moments on the air was when we were covering for Mike Calton, you might remember. And didn't we do like an hour, and then we had to play an hour of a podcast, and then it was like 4 hours of the show or something like that. And what happened? Was it the podcast started playing over the commercials? Was that what happened? That drove us into just crisis mode. But I just remember I got several text messages in the span of about 5 seconds that said, what the hell's going on? And I was in the kitchen, and I just remember dropping my food and sprinting back to the studio. And I saw you in complete disarray, and you kept saying, my career is over. My career is over.
Yeah, I thought it was. And this was back in the old days when I actually thought I had a chance of being successful at radio.
It meant something.
Now, if it happened now, I would just, it would be one of those, you know, the meme where the little puppet's on fire and he's just kind of like happy about it.
Yeah. That's,
now, if that happened, I'd just be like, burn this bitch down. And I just walk out. But back then I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, I got, you know, it's me, Anna, Ian Beckles, you know, we're covering the morning show. Everything's cool. Yeah. And then he goes to get breakfast. You go down the hallway. I'm in there by myself. And
yes, I remember.
I can't stop the podcast that they gave us from the cruise from playing over the commercials, which people are paying multiple thousands of dollars for. And I could nothing I can do. I'm running down the hallway with my arms flailing.
Right.
Okay, I was waddling briskly down the hallway. And I could, Miguel couldn't help me from next door. Nobody could help me. Oh my God. It was, that was the worst thing that's ever happened. It was a nightmare. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. It's bad when you're doing someone else's show and you're messing it up. Yeah. Like messing up your own show is one thing, but messing up someone else's show, especially the morning show, that's not the move. So
let me ask you a question. So let's say a situation arose like that again. And as far as I know, the same system is still in place. Should be wide orbit. And what would you do now? And this is what, 8 years, 5 years?
Yeah, I still wouldn't know how to fix it. I mean, what do you mean? What would I do now? I would scream, Will, because you know the system way better than I do. So, you know, it's been a blessing, but it's also been a little bit of a, I don't know, almost a crutch for me that I've always kept people around me that know what's going on besides Anna, you know, that actually understand what they're doing. You know,
well, I can tell you this, that I thought that maybe you were the only one that didn't know how to use the board. And I was like, that's crazy. Or not the board, you know how to use the board, but the wide orbit.
Right.
I was like, that's crazy. We gotta learn you up. But I remember when we did stuff for the hurricane, that was last hurricane season. And it was one that was supposed to come right over here and ended up just sprinkling here. You know, we got lucky. Tampa Bay area got lucky, but it was supposed to, you know, smack us. And they were going to stay on air for, you know, 24 hours straight. And we went till maybe we just did the normal midnight thing. And then Drew came in.
Right.
Drew was on standby at a hotel and he ended up coming up for the broadcast. And I said, because they have like replay set up. I hope this isn't boring for people that are listening. This is
it's inside baseball. They love it.
Yeah. So the system, it's got replays in there. And I built him a break, it's called. So it's got an intro, content break where the system stops and then we talk, and then an outro. And I said, what you can do is just copy that and just drag it down every time. And he's looking at it, and he's looking at the wrong screen. And I went, oh, none of the hosts know how to do anything.
I guess in the system. The explanation is they're like, that's not my job.
It's not their job.
That's not my job.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, all right, well. I guess Johnny's got a pass with me now. I don't even want to teach him anymore. I've tried to teach him a few times, and he looks at me and then looks at the computer, and I just see a 1,000-yard stare in his eye, and I go, that's all right. I'll take care of it.
I think it's better that they don't know what to do, because that makes you more valuable as the player, you know?
Yeah.
And it keeps you around. True. That's job security right there.
True that.
I would definitely, if you're working for, you know, Drew or Mike Halta, don't let them learn. You know what I mean?
What I came to realize, like I was taking the classes on how to work all that stuff when I was, you know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years in. And then I started paying attention to what the other guys were doing. And what I gathered was the host needs to be focused on the content that we're leading into. He needs to be worried about what rejoiner we're coming back with, you know, like have kind of like, it's kind of like the quarterback, you know, you're like, okay, I'm reading the vibe of the room. I'm making sure that we're, you know, the benchmark that we're going into, I know what I'm going to, how I'm going to approach it, what we're going to talk about and all that stuff. And I guess to do all the other stuff at the same time would just maybe kind of take away from the overall product. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is what we put out for the listeners that are in their cars or at home or whatever. And so like, I would like to be able to be able, you know, to do all that stuff, but right. I noticed the other hosts, they weren't, they were just kind of staying like a, you know, you have a pilot that focuses on the sky and on the runway. And then you got the co-pilot that's over there working all the stuff, you know? So it's like, it's a team effort.
Yeah. We are live on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook right now, and we do this show live. If you're listening on podcast, we do the show live now, and I would like you to keep up to date with all the Facebook pages at HMB Radio. Facebook, I'm home underscore made underscore man on Twitter. You got Anna Hummel Radio, and Johnny B is Johnny B Comedy from the Johnny B Show.
Yay!
So good to have him as an extra guest today.
When are you getting married, Johnny? And can I be the flower girl?
I might have a different plan for you, actually, Anna. We're going to talk to you about that.
Okay. But
you are definitely in the plans to be a major part of the the ceremony. unless you turn us down. But
are we going to do little people tossing with her at the reception?
Dude, if I can talk Leah into having like an all midget wedding party, I'd be like, I'm sorry, family and friends, but you're not part of the wedding party. I've got four tiny tuxedos and four tiny dresses. And then, oh my God. And then I would get like a really tall flower girl that's like 6'8", you know, and it would just be, you know what I mean? It'd be awesome.
I see your vision.
So we don't have a date, but we're going to have to soon because we're actually doing a tour and talking to a wedding planner at a venue this Sunday. And it's a wedding venue that we both really, really love. And the price is a lot better than a lot of places for what you get. And if it works out, like if everything goes good on Sunday, then we're going to have to find a date. Like I'm the opposite of most like grooms to be, is I want to get it over with. She's talking, well, let's do it like a year from now. And I'm like, I'm fat and old. I don't have much life left. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, man.
So I told her, I go, why don't we watch 90 Day Fiance together, right? Why don't we be 90 Day Fiancés? I think we can get this thing done in 3 or 4 months. Let's go. Like, let's knock it out. Do what?
Have like a summer wedding? Is that?
No, I want to do it before summer, like April, May.
Oh, damn. Okay. I forgot what month we were in. Oh, okay. Right.
And yeah, she's like, well, I don't want to do it when it's hot outside. I go, it won't be hot in April. And sometimes May's not that bad, you know? So. You know, and the idea we want to do is like an evening, like where kind of get married at sunset, because the place we're looking at is on a lake, like you're literally on a lake doing it. So you get married at sunset and then the reception is, you know, at night with the lights and everything. It's really cool. Okay. You know? So, you know, it won't be that hot anyway, you know, and if it is, so what? You sweat a little bit. Who cares?
Right. I don't know. I imagine there'll be a canopy or something.
Well, they have like a reception. It's an outdoor thing, but it has like a covered reception area with these.
I want to guess where it is, where you look.
Yeah.
Is it the Sunken Gardens?
No, we did look there, but no.
You just described exactly what it's
there. Similar. It's similar in the design, but I think it's better and way cheaper than Sunken Gardens. So,
is it around a beach?
No, it's a lake.
Lake. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we get away with. I know that at beach weddings they do like a linen. You can wear linen on the beach.
I don't know
at a lake. I don't know what the fashion faux pas is with linen on a lake.
Oh, you mean like barefoot wearing linen?
Barefoot or flip flops, you know, a little bit of some white linen pants and a flowy linen shirt. And I know a lot of people do that. I wouldn't be caught dead doing that, but some people do it. Yep. And they seem to enjoy it.
So. Now we're going full, like, formal, but on this lakeside. I know my second wedding, we did like an elopement on St. Pete Beach, and we had like six people there, like just our couple friends. And it was on the beach. It was free because it was a public beach. We just had our wedding officiant that we hired just like walk out on the beach with us. And I had Zane there. And yeah, we wore like the khaki pants and the white linen shirt. And it was very cheap. And the reason why we eloped, because her family hated my guts. And it's funny, they still do after the divorce. But because they wouldn't come to the wedding, I was like, it wouldn't be fair for my family to come and not her. So I was like, let's just elope. And we got the whole thing done for a few hundred bucks, like everything. Nice. So, but that's not happening with Leah. She doesn't want.
Because she's never been married before, right? Like,
Yeah. So she wants it to be, you know, a fairy tale setting, and good. She deserves it. So I'll be happy with it too. I'm kind of a girl when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Right.
You
know?
So yeah.
I'm excited for you guys, and I'm excited to see it unfold.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Now, have you had any success on the job hunt?
I'm looking like crazy, dude. Like, honestly, like I'm looking into like things that I can do on my own, like hustles and stuff. I've been researching starting my own drop shipping business today, like what it takes to do it and all that stuff. And I mean, it's a pain in the ass, and there's a lot of work that goes into it, but it can be done. I'm doing that while I'm still looking for, you know, jobs, and I'm trying to find, we were talking about it on the FM show last night, trying to find a remote job because, you know, logistically it's just easier with everything.
Not a place anymore.
I wanted to bring it up because I know I talked about it with you, Johnny, but I didn't tell Anna about it. I'm trying to do the same thing, trying to find some sort of remote job on like 10, 15 hours a week that I can work some sort of, I don't know if I told you on the podcast, but I found a job on LinkedIn. Okay. And you go, LinkedIn is the Facebook for professionals. It's where people go for jobs. And it's from, these scammers are getting so sophisticated. It's insane. So I'm looking at this profile. It's for like the city of Chesterfield, I think was what it was, which is a city in Illinois. And the job says 10, 15 hours a week, clerical type of stuff. It has the person who posted it, Carrie Joe something. And I think I'm smarter than the average human being. So I Googled this person's name, the city of Chesterfield. Sure enough, she shows up on the city of Chesterfield website. It's her.
Legit.
So I'm like, okay, all right, cool. So I applied for this thing. I got an instant response from a Proton Mail account, not a city of Chesterfield address. And I'm going, okay, this is ringing alarm bells.
Suspect.
This is suspect. Something's not right here. So I went back to the city of Chesterfield website, found Carrie's city of Chesterfield email. And I sent her an email. I said, listen, this job is on LinkedIn. Here's the link. They're saying it's you. This is from a Proton Mail account, though. Looks weird. I just want to check to make sure this is legit. She says, nope, not legit. So I go, okay. So I said, well, I'll report the job to LinkedIn. I report the job to LinkedIn. Their team looks at it and goes, this doesn't go against any of our protocols. I go, no. I know that I talked to Carrie.
Yeah.
The lady who posted the job. It's a scam. And they went, no, it's good. So I'm going, okay. Like, so everything is a scam. I don't know of any of these jobs that are posted on it. I don't know how people find jobs, like a real job. When somebody gets a real job at a place, I go, how did you do that? Because that just seems like everything that I've looked at, even on LinkedIn, which seems like it's going to be legit, is some sort of, you're going to be working for the Russian mob.
Yeah.
Typing out, translating, you know, broken Russian into English, and then not getting paid. And then they scam you while you're scamming other people.
Right.
So it's just a huge racket.
I wouldn't know. I've never had a real job, and I never planned to. I was never built for corporate anything.
Man, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're truly blessed. Well, Anna, I know you got to get the heck out of here.
I got to get choked out by a preteen. So
nice.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
And well, not a sexual thing. I do a Brazilian jiu-jitsu for people just tuning in.
Well, you can follow Anna at Anna Hummel Radio. You can follow Johnny at Johnny B Comedy or Johnny B Tampa. I don't forget which one. Johnny B Comedy's Twitter
and Johnny B Tampa on everything else. Yeah.
You can follow him there. And we'll be back, if you're listening to this on the live stream, on the 26th of January. We'll be live on the Johnny B Show from 10 to midnight tonight. And you can catch Anna on the Bubba the Love Sponge Twitch page. Is that the best place?
Yeah, Twitch is the best place, at the Bubba Army. Yep.
Okay, great. And you can always get in touch with the show, 813-693-2124. Thank you to all the comments. Bree, Keith, Larry, DC, Mike from St. Pete. There's a bunch of y'all that chimed in today, and I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you very soon. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Tell a friend about it. Retweet it out. Give it 5 stars on your podcast app. Like the video if you watched on the live stream. And we'll talk to you next week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.